Thank you. ini bro. Tinggal bro.
So yung topic natin is on our week 5 and discuss po ni Brother Julio mamaya. So yeah. So one thing explanation lang, alam ko si Brother Julio merong explanation for that one, but yeah, one thing explanation on this one that yung greatest injustice daw in human history yung pag we crucified Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was innocent, but yet we crucified him for our sins. Yeah, so yung sa Bible, righteous, magandang word yan sa Bible. It's a wonderful word in the Bible. Kasi sa atin, yung righteous, parang self-righteous eh. Parang, ay, kabay ka to, righteous ako. Self-righteous ba? Pero sa Bible, magandang word yan, yung righteous. So the Bible actually ultimately is about right relationship. So yung relationship natin sa Panginoon, tapos yung relationship natin sa kapwa-tao. So yung and it's only possible through Christ, Jesus Christ, on the cross, in the cross. Yeah, so let's pray. Let's come to prayer. Father God, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for this time that we are able to gather once more and have a face-to-face worship service today. We pray, Lord, for your presence, God, be upon to us. And we pray, Lord, that you are going to forgive us, Lord, for all the sins we have done, Lord, or anything, Lord, that can really hinder us, Lord, to truly worship you today. We pray, Lord, for forgiveness and make us worthy, Lord, to come into your presence today, Lord. We want to worship you, Lord. We want to glorify your name in this midst, God. You know, in this time, Lord God, we want to praise you, Lord God. And Lord, we pray for your help, oh God, for us throughout this time. And we pray, Lord, for your help for our worship, Lord, for Akirita and the rest of leading the music and worship. We pray, Lord, for your help to them, God, that we will be able to truly worship you, Lord God, in songs. We pray also for our Juju, God, to lead us, Lord, with your words. He will be going to deliver today. We pray, Lord, that we are able to understand, Lord, we are able to apply them, Lord, in our daily lives. And we pray, Lord God, for the rest of the time you will be with us. Thank you so much, Lord. We pray. Amen and amen. Thank you. Yeah, okay. Thank
you. So, magandang hapon po sa inyong lahat. So,
let's praise our Lord Jesus Christ. So the Bible said in 1 John 1:9, the next day John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." Let's praise the Lord. If you want to stand up, you can stand up. If you want to sing, you can sing. Continue our worship, dear Father. We want you, we request, Lord, we plead to you that help us to always look at you, Lord. Lagi kaming nakatingin sa inyo, Panginoon. Our focus, Lord, would always be with our Lord Jesus Christ. So, Lord, help us, Father. Help us. And your Holy Spirit guide us. Comfort us, Lord. Everything that is happening in our lives, I know, Lord, you are our comfort and you are our God. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's sing. Let this song be prayer.
God.
Thank you, Lord, because you are the righteous God that was slain on the cross, Lord, so we could be righteous. It's not because of our good works, it's not because of us, but because of your love for us. Thank you, Lord, for loving us. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yeah. Dito may space pa. May space pa dito.
Yeah,
dito.
Meron
pa dito.
Dito yung mga
special. Ay, dito.
Malapit kayo pa ba dito?
Mga mamsi dito.
Dito daw mama na walang bulak pa.
Dito may bulak pa.
Okay, purihin ang Panginoon. Okay, magandang hapon po sa ating lahat. Happy Mother's Day po ulit. Mga mothers natin. So, Mother's Day, I saw the light. Okay. Mga bulaklak po yung ating mga mothers natin ay para silang bulaklak. No? Sila'y nagpapaganda sa ating buhay.
Yeah.
At sila'y isang mahalimuyak. Tama ba yun? Mahalimuyak na amoy. Mababangong bulaklak sa ating pamilya. Okay. Dito na po tayo sa ating week 5. No? Ng ating salt and light. God, righteous people. Pag sinabi pong righteous people, yan po ay, it pertains to everyone of us. No? Yan. Tayo po ay naging righteous. Sabi nga po kanina ng verse ay yung righteous, which is, who is Jesus, ay namatay sa mga unrighteous na katulad natin. That's why now we are declared righteous. It's not because of you, it's not because of me, it's not because of what we do, but because of the righteous Jesus na namatay para sa mga unrighteous na katulad natin. Tuloy na ang Panginoon. Okay, so and back to the next. Salt and light, week 5. Okay, meron pong ano, ito po ay natatakal nyo din naman po dahil sa ating discipleship, no? So, mayroong question dito, warm-up question is share about the memory of having a power outage. Nawala ng power. Marami na, may, pwede niyo po i-share yan sa inyong discipleship group. Ako po, pag brown out sa Pilipinas. Ayan. Okay, parang power outage po, no? Pero, sa akin yung power outage, kasi siguro nung ano, pertaining to mother, no? Yung sabi ko sa nung yung ibang mga kaibigan ko kasi na nagtatrabaho dito sa Beijing, dumarating yung time na buwi sila si Pinas dahil namatay yan. Yan, namatay yung kapatid o sino man. Sabi ko sa asawa ko, yan yung ayokong maranasan na nasa aeroplano pa, uwi ka ng Pilipinas sapagkat merong bulisan. And then, 2013, umuwi ako, nangyari sa akin, yung mother ko ay namatay siya ng due to cancer. And then, after a few years, 3 years ago naman, yung ate ko naman, which is hindi na ako makauwi. So, I think, yun yung power outage ko, yung nawala yung nanay ko at ate ko. Mother's Day. Parang Mother's Day. Okay, number 2 is a person who helped me through a challenging time. I think, siyempre po, yung asawa ko. Yan, si Cha. Pagka-down ako, and noon ay meron akong trabaho na ayoko, hindi suited sa spiritual life ko yung trabaho ko. Then sabi ko sa asawa ko, magre-resign na ako bukas. Sabi ko, ayoko ditong work na to. Dahil, ano kasi yun eh, hindi ko na lang sasabihin kasi, basta. And then sabi na asawa ko, and then, okay. Ang sagot niya sa akin, then mag-resign ka. Kasi diyan naman ang Panginoon. The following day, punta sa opisina. I worked there for 3 years. Sabi ko sa boss namin, resign na po ako. Sabi ng boss, sige, umalis ka na. Ganun lang. So, but it's a very challenging kasi wala akong work eh. Ano ibubuhay ko kay Cha and sa anak ko. Yun. Okay, and share about the time that you were able to help a person. Where you were not able to help a person but ended up regretting it. Meron isang kaibigan dito sa Beijing na umuwi na sa Pilipinas. Then after 10 years, bigla na lang siya nag-message sa akin. Sabi niya, Papa Joe, pwede po bang manghiram ng konting pera? Kasi yung anak, asawa ko po ay mga nganak buntis. Hindi ko siya natulungan kasi that time naman, yung nanay ko na may cancer ay nasa hospital at walang-wala din kami pera. Actually, sorry po, medyo nabalik ko yung tanong but ended up regretting it. Hindi naman regretful ako na hindi ko siya natulungan but ang point is sad yon siya natulungan. Okay? So mamaya a little these questions are connected to our preaching. Okay, and sabi ni Sir Jason, pag ako daw ay marami akong paliwanag, mahaba, no? Actually, kanina minessage ako ni Sir Jason kasi sabi niya yung PPT ko daw wala pa. Sabi ko kasi nahirapan po talaga ako dito sa message na to. Hindi ko po alam kung gano'y papaliwanag because I think it's plain and simple at maunawaan natin bilang mga Kristiyano. Kaya nga saludo ko ay Sir Richard eh. Kasi si Sir Richard parang overnight lang natulog na bigyan mo ng topic ng message pagising mag-preach na. Ako parang dito sa topic parang last week ba kay Sir Jim Boy biglang si Sir Richard eh parang boom! Bak, Sir Richard ready to preach na. Ako hindi na nauubos yung pag-isip ko kung paano mag-prepare to message natin. Because I think this is simple and maunawa natin agad. Okay? But anyway, I ask you to pray muna po tayo. Okay? Lord, ikaw po ay pinasasalamatan namin sa araw na ito. Pinagtagpo kami dito upang mayangat namin pangalan upang matuto ko pag-aaral dito sa ito.
Yes.
Binisin mo po ako, Panginoon, alam ko pong ako ay hindi perfect, ako po ay sinful din, Panginoon. Subalit sa ngayon po ay kami din po upang maging instrument, Panginoon, sa lita. Makapag-aral kami ng salita ng mga makikinig. Magamit namin ito sa aming buhay, Kristiyano. Ikaw ay pinasasalamatan namin, pangalan ni Jesus. Amen. Okay, ito po yung text na sa Isaiah 58:6-7, bigat kasi Isaiah, okay? Sabi dito ay, is not this the fast that I choose to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the straps of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into your house when you see the naked to cover him and not to hide yourself from your own flesh? Doon parang sa, is it not? Sa 7 ulit, nag-umpisa ulit ng is it not? Kasi may ginagawa sila na which is not. Sabi ni Isaiah, is it not this? Okay. Because they are doing something na mali. Okay. For sa salitang diretso is mali. Okay. Gusto ko pong mabasa sa Tagalog para mas naliliwanagan ako sa Tagalog. Ganitong pag-ayuno po yung fasting. Ganitong pag-ayuno ang gusto kong gawin ninyo. Ibig sabihin, talagang may ginagawa na sila. Kaya sabi ni Isaiah, ganitong pag-ayuno ang gusto kong gawin ninyo. Palayain ninyo ang mga di makatarungang ipinabilanggo. Kalagin ninyo ang talikalang ng inyong mga inalipin. Palayain ninyo ang mga inaapi. At baliin ang mga pamatok ng mga alipin. Pamatok lang, I think it's yok po. Ang mga nagbutom ay inyong pakainin. Ang mga walang tirahan ay inyong patuloyin. Ang mga walang maisuot ay inyong bigyan ng mga damit at sa mga nangangailangang mga kamag-anak, bale nang tumay mag-discern kung nangangailangan po yung nangangailangan nga po ba yung relative ninyo? Okay, baka po ano lang yan eh. Request, yun. Kung baga po ako sa nangangailangan na makain at tuyo, ang request po ay fried chicken. So, but anyway, malinaw po dito at sa mga nangangailangan, mga kamag-anak, ay huwag kayong magkait. If your relatives are in need, don't magkait. Ano yung magkait?
Don't.
Yes. Okay. May kasutun po. Sabi po sa 8 to 12 po ulit, then your salvation will come like the dawn. Oo. Sabi nga ni Sir Richard, yung pangako ng Panginoon sa mga sa Bible, no? Biglang mayroong katapat na reward. The reward is, then your salvation will come like the dawn and your wounds will quickly heal. Gagaling pala yung sugat natin mabilis. Okay? Your godliness will lead you forward and the glory of the Lord will protect you from behind. Then when you call, the Lord will answer. Yes, I am here. he will quickly reply. Will quickly reply, no? Remove the heavy yoke of oppression. Stop pointing your finger and spreading vicious rumors. Alam niyo na po, rumors. Alam niyo po sa Pilipinas, may mga chismosa dyan. Parang ganun, okay? And then, okay, so may karugtong pa po, okay? Sa Matthew. Sabi po sa Matthew 5:36, you are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. No righteous people, no. Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Okay, salt and light, no? Nung ano ko nga tayo, salt and light. Sabi ko, bakit kaya hindi salt and pepper? Pepper, kasi I think pepper is has only one purpose. So, pepper is to put some scent on your dishes. Okay? And then, wala na. Nothing more, I think. And then, salt and bechim. Wala alayon, no? Salt and light. Okay, so, salt. Sino po nakakalam kung bakit salt? Yan. Actually, basically, alam naman natin yan. Yung salt na nagsaserve siya for preservation. Okay. Ano po ibig sabihin ng corned beef? Bakit walang mais? Bakit po corned beef? Okay. Yung corn po, that means is pin-reserve po siya using salt. Okay. Meron niya po isang ano ba tawag doon? Farmer sa agriculture na nagkatay sila ng isang baka. Actually, yung baka po, a cow, Kuya Sak is here, a cow, when they are butchered, maybe after 2 days, if you don't put any preservatives, 2 days, they are rotten, they are smelly, or naagnas. No? But sa ibang countries po, yung isang baka, one cow, they can preserve it, and they can be served up to 1 year. They file it in a barrel or whatever preservative system and using salt, then up to 1 year, pwede makain. So that's the majesty of salt, okay? And aside from preservation, of course, they put some really good taste with our foods, diba? Sino po ang cook dito? So salt po talaga mahalaga. No? And then, can you imagine a salt na walang lasa? You imagine salt without saltiness. What's the use? Eh? What's the use? There's no use. Eh? Of course, yung cook, ako, I am a cook. If I have salt that has no saltiness, no taste, I'll throw it. Kasi wala naman siyang gamit. That's what also the Bible says. Wala kasing gamit. Okay. Okay, sabi dito sa, okay, at po yung 3 points, topic ng Isaiah 58. Three truths from Isaiah 58 about God's call to His people. Actually, yung 3 points po, yung point one and point two ay medyo magka-connected po. Kaya pinag-isa ko na lang po. Okay? Number one, sabi po dito ay, God calls His people to turn away from wickedness and oppressing one another. At yung two din po ay, God calls His people to show compassion to the needy and oppressed. Okay. This verse po na binasa natin, if we may observe, naka-focus po siya sa fasting. Sa fasting po na fasting ng mga Israelites, which is, sabi dito, is it not this the fast that I choose to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the straps of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke? Dederecho ko lang po, okay? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and bring homeless into your house when you see the naked to cover him, and not to hide yourself from your own flesh? Stop. Sabi po sa 8, then shall your light break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up speedily. Your righteousness shall go before you, the glory of the Lord shall be your real guide. Nakafocus po ito sa, kung mapapansin nyo, parang sa poor, no? Sa poor, alipin slave is poor, homeless is poor, hungry people are poor. Okay, napaka-focus po nung about fasting is pertaining to poor people. Huwag na po ito, okay? At andito kasi si Kuya Sakit. Okay. Okay. But what is fasting? Yan. Sino po mga nagpa-fasting dito? Okay. Okay. Ito po yung sinasabi ng definition of fasting. Fasting is abstinence from anything legitimate for the sake of some special spiritual purpose. Normally, fasting is an abstinence from food. Daniel and his three friends abstained from the royal food and wine and limited themselves to vegetables and water. No? Hindi naman po, meron po bang fasting na you can, pwede naman po hindi pala totally na wala kang kakainin. Some, yung iba po ay minum din po sila ng tubig and vegetables, sabi po sa Daniel. And Paul tells us that married couples can decide abstain from intimate relations for a while. Okay? Sa mga mag-asawa po, wala po munang lambingan. Okay? So, fasting, opo, pero yun po talaga, malinaw po, no? Yung pag-fasting po, wala po lambingan. Natatawa kayo sa kwento ni Ate Jelly. I think about Sir Richard Bayon o about Jelly. Magpa-fasting daw. And then, daming kinain. Bakit dami mong kinain? Kasi magpa-fasting daw. Parang, arang bumuelo ka rin. Eh, di na parang hindi ka rin. Hindi ka rin mo. Ano ba? Gutom? And then, kasi, hindi na bumuelo eh. No? Nakalimutan ako sa kung sino yung pinipartin. Baka si Sir Richard. Hindi, joke lang po. Okay? But may point po yun, no? Hindi po forget mong papasin tayo. Siyempre, bubuelo tayo. Okay? It's cleaning po, you know? It's fasting. Fast nga eh. Fast sa pagkain, legitimate na pagkain, pwede pong water or vegetables. Fasting then is the laying aside. Fasting then is the laying aside of anything legitimate for a period of time. Iba po nag-fasting from morning hanggang gabi. Iba po ay 24 hours. Because of the believer is seeking to know God in a deeper and fuller way, true fasting is a private, private act between an individual and God. It is not to be done before men. Natawag sa iba po kanya. Uy, kain tayo. Hindi, fasting na po eh. Medyo ano po, private. Huh? You can say it's okay. Hindi po mo makakain. Okay. Fasting is really private. Pag-inibay. Kain ka, hindi, fasting na po. Huwag yung sabihin. Private na lang. Okay, between the Lord and me. True fasting. Isaiah spoke to Israel about true fasting. Yan. Ito po yung pinatutungkol na ng, nung kanina yung chapter 58, yung 8 to 12 po. No? Isaiah spoke to Israel about true fasting. When it comes to true fasting, says Isaiah, don't put an act, don't make a show of being righteous, let your righteousness be real. That's the message of Isaiah. You see, Israel's fasting was not real, for on they fasted, they did as they pleased rather than what pleased God. Ito po yung kaano a little, hindi ko po maunawaan sa part na to. But mamaya po, medyo nalinawan na po. They exploited their workers. They quarreled and fought. They humbled themselves for a day, dressed themselves in sackcloth and ashes, and made a big deal out of looking religious. Kaya nga po sabi ko, medyo mahirap yung palimanan. Kasi po, napaka-transparent po ng message na ito sa Bible na yung mga nagpa-fasting, mga Israelites ay, sabi nga po, ay fake or plastic. So para makita na they are religious. Napunta na po sila sa religious part para makita ng ibang tao, which is hindi po yun pleasing sa God kasi it's hypocrite. Okay? Balik po tayo dito sa the poor. Kanina na sinabi ko. Bakit po ang halaga ng poor sa Bible, no? Actually, sumakto na to pangilang message ko na nasakto sa akin yung poor. Laging poor na lang na ano sa akin. Poor. Always the topic for my preaching is about poor. I don't know if the Lord is knocking upon my door that magbigay ka sa poor or what. Or maybe because I am really poor before. No, kasi poor kami noon eh. And I know the feeling of how to be a poor. But I'm not rich now, okay? Ito, napakadami pong verses sa Bible about poor. Even Jesus, bago siya umalis, sabi niya, eh, alagaan niyo yung mga poor. So, ito po, sabi, the poor and oppressed are always close to the Lord's heart. Consider three passages of Scripture. Tatlo pa lang to, pero marami pa po, okay? Sabi, mabilis lang po, do not oppress a hard hand who is poor and needy. Yung mga katulong niyo po, pero wala naman tayong mga katulong yata dito, no? Pailan-ilan lang, okay? And you are to pay his wages each day before the sun sets. Okay, tukoy sa Old Testament. Okay, sabi pa rin po sa Proverbs, the one who oppresses the poor insults their maker. Hindi po natin pwede ma-oppress ang mga poor. Sapagkat, ito po ay direct ang insult sa ating maker. They have become fat and sleek. They have also excelled in evil matters. They have not taken up cases such as the case of orphans. So they might prosper and they have not defended the rights of the needy. Puro poor po. And even in Amos, no? So, marami pong verses about poor people. Okay, so, how do I connect this? Okay, yung fasting po noon ay hindi totoo, yung mga Israelites. Kasi po, eh, they offend. They don't give. They fast. Actually, hindi ko nga alam kung anong gusto nilang gawin eh, sa fasting nila at magpaimbabaw sila. It's pride. Makilala silang banal sila or religious sila. But they don't do anything after that fasting. Malinaw na sinabi ng Bible. Okay, sabi dito, responding to God's call results in societal restoration and transformation. Okay? Number three na po ito. Okay? Doon pa rin po, Isaiah 58:11-12, and the Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your desire in scorched places and make your bones strong, and you shall be like a watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters do not fail, and your ancient ruin shall be rebuilt. You shall rise up the foundations of many generations. You shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of the streets to dwell in. Kung may kukunik ko ito, yung fasting na toto po, no? It's a direct connection to God. Okay? Direct connection to God. Hindi plastic. And parang ano lang yan? Parang Sunday. Yan, parang Sunday. Pag Sunday, dito tayo. Okay? Ipocompare ko lang yung fasting with Sunday. Parang religious natin, which is I'm not saying religious. No? But pag Sunday, banal tayo. But we don't do anything. We disregard other people and we don't help any people, which is, it's not the true fasting. It's not the true Sunday Christians and it's not the real doings of Christians. Okay, so, ang nangyari po dito kasi yung ano eh, alam niyo po yung kasabihan, when everything did not work, follow directions. Alam niyo po yung sabi na, when everything did not work, follow directions. Nangyari po kasi sa Israelites ay parang isang gadget yan na binili mo. May manual yan. May manual yan. How to use, how to operate. Normally tayo or mga ilan sa atin siguro, like me, ako tamad ako magbasa ng manual. Hindi ako magbasa ng manual. Like before I bought one music instrument where you can program music into that gadget, then hindi ko, I will not read the manual. Yan. I will experiment it, how to do this, how to put this, how to play, how to rewind, how to add music. And then if everything did not work, then I will follow the directions. I know some of you, many of you maybe, I think that I can feel it. Ganyan tayo, it's our nature, eh, no? Yung instructions sa atin, wag muna yan. Etong gusto kong gawin. Yun ang nangyayari. Okay? So, eto lang po yung message natin for today. Okay, it's the Lord's following direction is what we do so we can operate righteously, perfectly, and hindi tayo mamamali. At the Lord is pleased to our doings. Okay? Sabi po dito, isa pa po, and Isaiah was speaking to people, ito yung sa following directions. Isaiah was speaking to people who weren't following directions. Their religion had failed to live up to the high calling of service, ministry, and love. They were more eager to obey the laws and practices of their religion rather than help their neighbors. The people of Israel included the art of fasting as a symbol of their goodness. The ritual involved sackcloth and ashes, but beyond that, there wasn't any significant change in their lifestyle. Okay. Actually, ang conclusion po nito talaga, ano, no? Para sa akin po, no? Sa pagbasa ko ng chapter na to, is helping us a Christians. Okay? Parang nakaatang na rin kasi sa atin yan. Okay? Yung helping mo na tama, ha? Helping, sabi nga, needy. Okay? For relatives, needy. We are ready to help. Okay? Yun yung attitude ng fasting for real Christians talaga, to help. Ito pa, sabi, their fasting have become means to boast of their righteousness rather than live up a faith where one cares, where actually no one cares for one's neighbor. Okay. And dito na po ako magtatapos. Okay, mabilis lang po. Ito po yung sa New Testament na naitakal din ni Jesus. Okay, sabi dito sa Matthew 6, mahaba, 1:18 po. Yung summaries lang po. Sabi dito ay, Jesus also addressed this problem of using religious practices as a subtitle for loving our neighbors. In Matthew, beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners. He goes on to say, and whenever you fast, do not look this mob like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they are fasting. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret. Fasting or being Christian or being helpful. Pag nagpapasting tayo, we don't need to be look so sad, look so holy, or it's not the point. Point of fasting is the connection not to the people, but your connection directly to our God. Okay? And sabi nga after this church, I don't know where is your right time to help. Yeah. But the message for today, fasting or Christians tayo, we are designed to help. Hindi po ako nagsabi na we are designed to help, but in any time, in any chance, we have the chance to help. Huwag na po tayo maghintay din ng reward. Pag sumunod tayo na makapag-help tayo sa ibang tao, huwag na tayo maghintay ng reward natin. Sabi nga yung reward ay, yung mga verses nga sa Bible, pag may promise, may reward. Yung reward, bahala na si Lord doon. Okay, basta ang unang responsibility natin or obligation natin ay makatulong tayo. And that is the true fasting, and that is the true attitude of a real Christian. Okay, salamat po. Tayo po'y manalangin. Lord, ikaw po ay mabuti, ikaw po ay tapat sa amin. Actually, Panginoon, kami po ay walain din, Panginoon. Everything that we have, everything that we contain now is not because of our hard work. It's not of yung pagsisikap namin. But because of your grace to us, Panginoon. It's because of your mercy, Panginoon. It's because you are gracious to us, Panginoon. You have given us more than what we need. Ikaw po ay laging siksik at biglig at umaapaw sa aming mga buhay, Panginoon. And and for this day. Sa sinabi mo, and teach our hearts to be open, Panginoon, as a, like a fast, real fasting, like a real Christian, in times of need, makatulong po kami because it is what your word says, Panginoon. Ikaw po ay mabuti, Panginoon, at ikaw po ang aming provider, Panginoon. Makatulong kami, makapag-provide din kami, Panginoon, sa mga nangangailangan na lumalapit sa amin as a real Christian. Lahat po ng papuri at pasasalamat ay binabalik namin sa pangalan ni Jesus. Amen. 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 Po.
Yeah. I just want to share low voice, but the Lord is prompting me to share my 2-minute testimony because it's related to the message.
Yes.
So before Christ, I used to think that life is like that, something to do with really religious people. Like Monday to Friday, my parents worked so hard, you know. However, my dad was a drunk right at that time. But Saturday and Sunday was the best day. We go out as a family, meet outside, we go to church. But that was just a cycle. It's a religious thing. It was not really a relationship. It's more of a religious thing that we do. Until one time, my dad came to this point that his life was transformed. Someone shared to him the gospel. And eventually, he became to know who Jesus is. And that changed his life. So from being just religious thing, doing good, you know, going to church every Sunday, the things, it changed. Like, he stopped being a drunkard. He became a responsible father in that part. And when I saw that, I was so curious. I told myself, okay, I want that also. And what happened is, meeting Christ, my dad introduced me to Christ. Also, he brought us to Sunday school. And there was this children's camp where I gave my life to Christ. And I told myself, I want to be baptized also because I want to declare that he's my Savior and Lord. And in Christ, things changed. From there, I was able to serve him through Sunday school. I became a teacher. And eventually, I was able to join Campus Crusade as a full-time missionary. But the thing is, knowing Christ was not easy. We went through a lot of trials also. As a family, when I met Jenny, had children, it just suddenly stopped. Like, I thought that just going to church every Sunday was good enough in that part with God. And that's what the message is saying. Like, I thought I was pleasing God. The thing is, it's just my idea of pleasing God, but the real thing of how to please him was not there. So again, being his child, God disciplined me. And it was last year, 2020, when during the pandemic, when God sought me, and there was this person who came to me, did one-to-one with me. And I told myself, I already know that. I've been a Christian for a while, but I was humbled because he told me that discipleship never stopped. You never outgrow discipleship. So from there, he was with me every week. Like he told me it was about relationship, and that's our relationship with Jesus. So that was a start. When we came back here, God opened opportunities to start small groups and to start one-to-one with others as well. If I may read Romans 1:6 says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes. First to the Jews, then to the Gentiles. First to my dad, then to me." And again, I'm really blessed, and I'm really grateful that again, it's God who disciplines. By the way, I want to share this part over here. It's a small bird thing, but it just reminds me of that. Even simple things, God will discipline you. Last time I was like saying not so good things with Jelly, and then when I just drank my coffee, like it burned my lips. I was like, Lord, I made a mistake. But I thank you, God, because it's not a big discipline. And sometimes we tend to veer away from God. We tend to bargain with God. Lord, maybe once a week is okay with you. But the thing is, God will discipline us if we're his children. So I just want to share that. And thank you. To God be the glory.
Amen.
One minute, 59 seconds.
And that's me.
Ayan, thank you po. Thank you po sa, yeah. Actually, yeah. Maganda message talaga. It's a maganda message. Really best for yung fasting, di pala totoo, no? So, yeah. So, yeah. Let's think it again. We have small groups. We can discuss again. We can talk on. If you have some questions on that topic, we can always discuss on our small groups. And if you don't have, we invite you to join. Yeah. So next part is tithes and offering. So you can scan the QR code and so while scanning, let's go. Actually, we today is Mother's Day, so I think it's just best to just celebrate Mother's Day. Yeah. So we have prepared something for the mothers.
Yay.
Flowers. So maybe I don't know. So we request all mothers to come. We'll pray, right?
Yeah, we want to honor the mothers. Mom, she's going to
have. Yeah, so
Mom, she's and don't know. Mom, she's
that. Or just a stand up project. So let's pray for the mothers. Let's pray. So let's pray for the mothers. Let's bow their head again and pray. Father God, Lord, we thank you, Lord God. We honor, Lord, these mothers, Lord, that we are around us today, Lord. You have brought us. You have raised them up, O God, to be a good mother because you are with them, O God. You are blessing them, Lord, the works of their hands. You are providing them. You are leading them, O God, to be your faithful servants, O Lord. We pray, Lord God, for your guidance in the coming days, Lord, as they continue to be mothers and continue to raise up their kids and their relationship with their husbands.
Yes.
We pray, Lord God, that you will strengthen them, that you will show them, O God, how you truly love God. And I think that's the model, O God, for our relationship with each other, Lord. And we pray, Lord God, for all of these mothers here, Lord God. Bless them, O God. Thank you so much, Lord. We pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So, yung flowers na. Amen.
Sa next announcement naman, birthdays. So let's sing a happy birthday song to him first. Let's have a happy birthday this week.
Thank you, Lord, for the life of our brother Jason that is living, celebrating his birthday today.
Yes,
continue bless his life and use him powerfully for the for your glory, oh God. Thank you for his life, Father. Continue to bless his family. Yes, Father God, thank you that use him, you know, for your glory, Father.
Yes,
and Lord, even Lord, for the offering, those people who give, Lord, and even those people who did not give, oh Lord, continually bless them and provide for the needs, and keep using, oh Lord, this money for your expanding of your kingdom.
Yes,
we give you praise and we give you glory.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I think what's really new or what really changed in our church is this one. I think we are focused on going and making disciples. I think so. If you, we continue to encourage you. If you don't have one-to-one or one-to-one fellowship, gusto niyo, you can talk to us. You can speak to us. We can always be one-to-one with you. Oh. Yung mga natapos na one-to-one, marami tayo eh. So if you want to lead one-to-one, pwede rin. Yeah, we can. We can reach out. We can have you lead with one-to-one. And then if you don't have discipleship group, then encourage you to join discipleship group. I think it's, ito yung mag-grow sa faith natin. It's, for me, I think it's what's really different from last year and this year, I think, or starting the last year actually, is because of this discipleship. We grow, I think we grow, we change. I think transformation really, you can notice transformation because we really have intentional discipleship. We grow our faith, we grow as we discuss, we create relationships with each other. I encourage you to join. And what else?
Announcement next week.
Oh, yun po yung para. Yung announcement.
And next week, it'll be house church in our.
Yay!
Wow.
And also, if you want to share your 2-minute testimony, let us know. We want you to share it also with others.
Paano yan?
breaking up and God wants you to talk, wants you to share.
Okay.
Be free. So let's close this one and then I think only episode and we can have talk of maybe 5-10 minutes. Right, so let's close. I close. Let's close this time. Lord, Father God, we thank you so much, Lord, for your faithfulness in our lives today. Lord, you have been faithful. You have been with us, Lord God, today. You have given us, Lord God, food for our spirits, Lord God. We thank you so much, oh God. That is truly a reminder for us, oh Lord, to how we live according to the Lord, how to live, Lord God, according to your way, oh God.
Yes.
And we pray, Lord God, we pray, Lord, that we just not only hear that one, Lord, as a not for information, but it's really will become really a transformation, Lord God. Change, Lord God, internally starts in our hearts and it will go out, Lord.
Yes.
It will be shown outside in our lives, God. That's our prayer, oh God, and we meet you, Father God, the rest of this time, Lord, as we share food, bless this food, oh God, and may this food be nourishment for our physical body. And as we also talk, as we also kumustahan, Lord God, we pray, Lord, that you'll be able to encourage and be have fellowship with each other.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Lord God. We just praise you, Lord God, in this time.
Yeah.
We pray, amen.
Amen. Amen.